more Israeli security in Gaza, and more conversions to Christ. Christians are sharing Christ through love with victims of human trafficking in Cambodia, and impact teams are headed to England for hope outreach. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel is taking measures to strengthen security against Palestinian terrorism at the Gaza border. The military action is causing concern for an area already fraught with war. Against the threat of violence, E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says they're headed to the Gaza Strip today to encourage the church there.
We are working with the great church in the Gaza Strip. They're leading Muslims to Christ and starting new Bible studies for new believers. And so they're right in the middle of it. And we're going there just praying that everything will be calm and we'll be able to get a lot of work done.
Doyle explains that prayer is as important as the physical evangelism tools themselves.
The most encouraging thing for the believers there is for them to know that there are people praying in the States for them. They know that difficult days are ahead. It's certainly no surprise to them, and they've been through them before. They're doing the work, and they're winning people to the Lord, and they're starting these new churches. So we're just blessed to get them the resources and help them while we're there.
Next, Eritrean authorities arrested 150 Christians from at least five of the country's outlawed churches in the last week. Mendifera police did a house-to-house search for known members of Pentecostal churches and the Orthodox Renewal Movement. Open Doors is urging prayer for the persecuted Church of Eritrea. For the third year in a row, the U.S. State Department named Eritrea a country of particular concern in its annual Religious Freedom Report. You're listening to Mission Network News. Johann Kandelin with the World Evangelical Alliance says 200 million Christians in more than 60 nations are suffering for their faith today. They'll be remembered Sunday, November 12th on the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. While Christians suffer, Kandelin says IDOP is a time of support because Christians are also suffering from
the feeling of being left alone, the feeling that no other Christians care about them. That's the worst thing. So we need to tell them, the message needs to be, we are with you. We are with you in prayer, and we're with you in support.
There's also one surprising thing he's asking people to pray about this year.
The bigger picture is that we would not only pray for the safety of those who are persecuted, who are in prison, or who are tortured, but that they could reflect the love of Jesus Christ to those who persecute them, so that they, who are now full of hate, also would meet Christ.
Kandelin will be featured on MNN's IDOP radio broadcast. Go to our website for details. Meanwhile, World Hope International's Kristen Wiebe says they're doing their part to help fight human trafficking in Cambodia. They've got a center near Phnom Penh where they're providing aid to over 100 girls between 10 and 16 years old who have escaped the sex trade.
We provide medical care and mental health care and shelter. We also network with a lot of other organizations who are also providing care. So we really lean on each other and capitalize on each other's strengths.
The network involves faith-based agencies dedicated to bringing the hope to the hurting. Wiebe says they share the love of Christ with all the girls that come through their center.
It is much more of a sharing through action, sharing through love. We also have optional Bible studies and promote holistic scripture and the healing that can come through the words of Christ.
And Book of Hope is launching a short-term vision trip team to Birmingham, England. The team, made up mainly of pastors, will work from November 3rd through the 10th as an impact team. The team will include team training and orientation, visiting a local church, and the distribution of the Book of Hope in classrooms. The idea behind the vision trip is to take the excitement of hands-on evangelism back home to their individual churches in the hopes that others will respond. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request The Jungle Pilot at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.